And we're going to be examining two sugyas. First of all, the second part of the sugya that we started last time. The sugya that we started last time is, by the way, Mazel Tov to Rabbi Willig on the engagement of his son, David, and we all join together in wishing him a lot of nachas from his entire mishpacha.
Amen.
Okay. Now, so now for all the dentists over here that we have, you should know that the grandfather of the Kala was the dentist of the grandparents of the chassan, my family, and still we made the shidduch, so you know, you ran such a bad profession. Okay. So now, moving on. We all the smiles in the wedding album will be the Ilan Nishmasa. So last week the epic Rabbi Chanan that we learned concerning his groundbreaking and very, very adventurous proposal that so many of the dinim in the Torah that seem to be drushas. I actually spoke to a drusha expert this week and I couldn't get more from them. But a lot of the drushas are really just practical, ground rule, common sense in the time. Some drushas are very specific, but he pointed out, like, you have dinim of kalayim or of how a woman gives birth, that are really very much reflective of how it was. And if it changes, the din could change. And Rabbi Arya pointed out that Rabbi Belsky seems to say not that way. And Rabbi Chanan is really saying the yesod, but he's not necessarily, the application could be contested on every single specific example. Every time you look at a halacha, you could always say, well, is it based on the way people do it? Or is the drusha or the din that we have something which the Torah specifically insists on. And it's not always clear. And we went on to bring several applications of this yisoid of Rabbi Chanan, but the main reason we were bringing it really is because he's trying to assert the fact that the Torah always looks at the world and says normal. Normal, I want normal. And that is going to be the governing principle of the Torah, even outside of the arena of Shabbos, that is influenced by Melech Vach Sheves. Even without the principle of Melech Vach Sheves, you have this idea of B'chlal Torah Kula. And now, I want to look at another lane of that same highway, which is brought up by the Eglay Tal, Drops of Dew, the Avi Nezer's famous Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. And then after that, move into the next part of the sugya, which is Davar Shein Miskavein, just to try to lay some groundwork, also examining the sources, and then maybe also, you know, we don't do this too often, but at the end of the Davar Shein Miskavein, to talk about some of the deeper underpinnings of the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon when it comes to Davar Shein Miskavein. Okay, so let's begin. So the Shulchan Aruch, so now what we're holding is, you don't need right now the new papers that we printed out, that Ari printed out. Thank you, Ari. But the Eglay Tal from last week, if you don't have one, look on with the person next to you. So there's a halacha in Evan Ezer, Simin Kuf Kaf Gimel. It's talking about who is ready to write a get.
I give it out to everybody.
Oh, we have some more, just you have to like find them.
I get it. You get it?
No, I gave it to Mark.
It talks about in Evan Ezra, Simon Gimel, he's the second page, and the first page, Chesed.
Sorry.
Yeah, there must be numerous ones over here.
Chesed.
Who is right to write a get?
Take it.
Hakol with the get, and Shulchan Aruch says, Chutz mi chamisha. And it goes, Kusi ve'eved, v'cheir yashet v'katan, even... Look at this halacha. I feel ha'isha ba'atzma. I'm just reading the Shulchan Aruch that this is based on. So you don't have this in front of you. I feel ha'isha ba'atzma. Even the woman herself was being divorced. Im amr lo habal lekasma. If the baal asks her, could you please be my shliach to write the get for you? Kind of weird thing. But if he does that, yichoy lo liftav. She can write it. V'taknoi se lebaala v'choyzer v'noi sanla. She has to make sure she's makna to him because uman kone b'shvach pli that. That when she writes the get, maybe she was carrying the get through the fact that she made the blank paper into a get. So now she has to make sure she gives it to him so it's his property, and then he gives it to her, L'shem Gerishin, in front of two Edom. Okay. And the Ramah continues, and he says, Ba'ba'a l'chachila l'yichta v'get v'atzmai, gam l'yitzav v'l'sifer, Ketzad Yichtov. The Chalchila, we have all kinds of chumras. We don't want to get into trouble. We don't want him to write it. And we don't want him to tell the sefer to sit on top of him and tell him exactly how to do it. Ela oimer loy stam lichtov. Right, you get. V'yesh oimer v'yesh lahaf. Misha gam korov lo yichtov l'chalchila. That even a relative shouldn't write l'chalchila. Hecha de efshar ba'acher. Okay, so these are all chumras of the achronim. Now listen to this. L'chalchila yichtov ha-sefer b'yodai ha-yemonis. L'chalchila, the sefer should write with his right hand. V'him hu iter yad, yichtov ha-smol. But if he is a lefty, then he can write it with his left hand.
Okay.
So now, say the color commentators on Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezra are maybe less known to us than the ones on the other areas of Shulchan Aruch, because we're used to Shach and Taz from Yeridea. We're used to Taz and Mogen Avram, right? We're used to Shach and Sma on Shachar Mishpat. But Evan Ezra, so we have the Beis Shmuel and the Chalakas Mechalakek, which are not really found in the other Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Beis Shmuel over here. He says, L'chalchila yichtav yod ha'yamonis, l'ch'ayra mashma b'di'yeved kasher im kasav v'yod ha'smalis. It's mashma over here, that's only l'chalchila, meaning if someone wrote a get with his left hand, so even though the writing wasn't the regular way of writing, that it's still kasher. Afilu im ein ha'sholeh b'shtay yod of mashma, even if he's really a righty, and he wrote with his left hand, then it's kosher. And that already, the one on the other side of the aisle, right? He also wrote it, the same thing. Baruch Hashem, no politics in Torah. So Vishmuel says, look across the Shulchan Aruch, at the other side, the Chalakas Mechalikas already wrote what I've said. Okay, now, this is going to the springboard with which we start the Eglay Tal. Does anyone need that?
We have.
There's other Chas.
Chas or Tess, which page?
Ches. Says the Eglay Tal. Hand off. V'chein
Eli.
Malacha she'asa oisa kla'acher yodai. Just look at the next page. The middle text is written by all three parts of this are written by the same person. The inside is not like someone else's writing. It's his. And then he has a commentary on that. And then he has Hagos v'Kedushim on the bottom. It's all his.
He writes a commentary on himself.
Yeah. The Chavetz Chaim did the same thing.
Like the Bar of
I'm sorry?
He really clever way.
That what?
The
Mishnah
Berurah. He has the Mishnah Berurah.
Right, but the Bar of Hitev is not his. So that's someone else's. But like the Chavetz Chaim and Chavetz Chaim is exactly. He wrote the text, and he wrote Be'er Ma'am Chaim, and then on the bottom he also has another Pirish with the sources.
It makes people think that they're very criticized.
There you go. V'chein malacha the idea of doing malacha in a backhanded fashion. Afal pi, just look at the next page for the middle. She'ein chayav in olea min ha-toyrah, even though min ha-toyrah not chayav, aser v'divrayem. V'hazor v'anishma mikol eila ha-pa'ulot sh'loi la'asoy sam v'yom ha-shabes, zoich le'chayah el ha-ba, v'lamatan sachar she'ein loy cheker. Whoever watches himself from doing all these types of malacha has a phenomenal amount of star that is unimaginable. Okay, so now let's just go back to the Ois Gimel over here on page Ches. Chain Malacha Shasa Oisak La'achar Yodai. Hine Be'evan or Ezer Simin Kukav Gimel. Kos Vachakas Mechaykes Abay Shmuel Vapri Chadosh. The time the Machshirin get. You write Machshir again. Shenichta B'smoiloi. It's written with the person's left hand. Mishum D'davka B'Shabes. Nichsiv Be Meleches Machsheves. Only on Shabbos that it says Melechas Machsheves. This is the Gemara that we saw in the Mishnah, the Gemara that we saw in. In the Sefer Shabbos.
Kosher Kaso.
The place. The Sefer Melechas Machsheves. Alkein Kol Shekosav Kla'achar Yodai. Anyone who writes in a Kla'achar Yodai or the smaller with the left hand, Lav Melechas Machsheves. But it doesn't mean that the result is not a result. So since the Torah needs you to write a get, and the get has been written, so says the Avnei Nezer, what we see from over here, from these Noisei Kalim and Evan Ezer, that although the Torah in Hilchos Shabbos tells me that it's not really called Kaysev, but the halacha all over Shulchan Aruch does not disqualify the result of such a ksav when it comes to a document that needs to be written.
Can I ask a question?
That's a
question. Yes. My nafkamina when it comes to the get, if it's written properly and it's legible, what does it make a difference which hand you use?
So the truth really is, I would take a step back. The pasuk says, "The kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan v'yada." The kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan v'yada. You can't take a photocopied paper and write. Yeah. So the ksiva is part of the din. It's, you know, even though the final act has to be taken to get, it has to be written lishma, has to be written by a yid. You can't just be a random paper that has the result that's necessary.
Right.
So it is a chiddush to say that even though someone wrote in a way that's not a normal act of tziva, that also will be good enough to make the get across the finish line.
Interesting. So
it's not that the Torah says it has to have these shapes in the paper and then give it to her. That's not enough.
It's the part.
The action is also part of the constellation over here. So it's not 100% simple what you're saying. But you're right. If we need to have, you know, a certain result, and that's all, and yeah. Fine.
So he's saying that if a righty writes with his left hand, it's not a melechus machshavas. That's what you just said.
In the Gemara in Shabbos, it's only about, because the Kaysev we pointed out,
and the Chai Adam talked about this. It was still a calculated melacha.
100%. So melechus machshavas is not only focusing on the purposefulness and the intention, but it also focuses on the method and the way that the action is carried out. Because Melech Shabbos generally instructs the person to carry out the action in a normal
fashion,
an expeditious way. So if a person writes with his mouth, right? You have people who could write with their toes. Right. Oh. We see in several places, even when it's not Hilchos Shabbos, the Kol Shalei Kedarka Lav Klamu, we see, like Rabbi Chanan pointed out last week, that something that's not Kedarka is nothing. Achila Shalei Kedarka Lav Achila Hi L'Schayev Aleha. If a person eats something in an abnormal type of eating, right, so then he's not Chayev for it. He points out. This is even more of a going out on the limb.
Wow.
So, Hanichnas Lebeis HaMenuga, Beis HaMenuga, Derech HaChayev. A person walks into a house that is Tamei Betumas Taras, but he doesn't walk in
back door.
Frontwards, he walks in backwards, like this, like Reis HaShalom.
Backwards, not the back door.
Not the back door, right. Oh, okay. He walks in backwards. Chut v'chot v'dekul v'lagarav v'mkem v'shabbais, okay? Tahar. Even though, let's say when it comes to Tumas Mace, the person is under the roof with the mace. He's Tame. But when the Torah talks about Tumas Taras, it's makbir also that the entrance should be in a certain way. Abal Abayis, Ksiv, it says Abal Abayis, the person comes into the house, Lichavis Begadav. So we dash it from there, Derech Biyadavka, it has to be the normal way that you come into the house. Then look at the next example on the second line of the next column. No, it's on the same page. The second line of the next column. Let's say you have a flower pot that's not connected to the ground. It doesn't even have perforations on the bottom. So it's what's called by Chazal, Atas She'ena Nakov. Atas literally means luxury. Okay? So a flower pot that is no holes in the bottom. It's not considered Mechuba Lekarka. Putter. Here's Rashi. Mishum De'ein Derech Zuriya Sham. And Rashi over there explains in Masechta Shabbos that it's not a derech to plant in an utz she'ena nakov that's not even connected to the ground at all. So it says Avni Nizam, one second. You can't say that it's not lach machshavas to cut a strawberry off. Right? Presuming you want a strawberry for some reason, right? If you eat them. So on Shabbos, so you cut a strawberry off the utz she'ena nakov. Shayam alocha, do what tlisha, the actual alocha here is malachas tlisha, which is kaitzer. Havi kiurchei. You're picking the strawberry like normal. Ach mishum history, she'ena derech zriya, since it was planted in a receptacle with earth in it, that's not a normal way to place the plant. It's not considered that it's planted. So in other words, we have different examples in other areas of Torah, not just in Shabbos. Okay, here obviously he's talking about Shabbos, but he's pointing out that the actual malacha that you're doing, the actual action you're doing by picking the strawberry is the same as if you were doing it from the ground. It's just that the strawberry itself is considered to have been planted in a different way. So basically what he's pointing out, Avinu Nezer, is many different examples of where you have in other areas of Torah, something which is not derech, and it compromises the halachic status in question. So now...
And it will be also the Rabbanan.
Whatever the specific nidon in halacha is, it will change it, right? So, lamashal, if a person walks in backwards to a house that's tameh mitzrayim, he's not tameh.
Even the Rabbanan.
Yeah, he's not talking.
I was talking about picking the strawberry in the flower pot.
Right, because that comes back to Shabbos. I'd rather stay away because it gets me a little bit conflated. You eat something which is
that also. I was
thinking that silk.
Shana Nakav, is it considered Zeruah? It's not Zeruah, so therefore.
Yeah, also, that's Bechlal a different thing because on Shavuos it might not have Kedusha Shavuos in the first place.
Right,
100%. Very good. Ach birun shel dvarim. So now comes the avenir to answer his question. And this is a chiddush that we actually saw referred to by Rav Shlomo Zalman, whoever was in the chabura a couple days ago. Rav Shlomo Zalman referred to what the avenir himself says, not here in the psicha, but in the sefer itself. So he says he wants to make a fundamental distinction, but it's a tremendous chiddush. Yesha malacha atzma bilti nifeles karoy. You have a situation where the action is carried out. Okay, do you understand the question? The question is, if in all areas of Torah, the way the Derech makes the difference, then how come we see that the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Pichadosh all say that if a righty writes with his left hand, he writes a get, the get is kosher. Why? Why? That's what he wants to know. So he says that Yesha Malacha, the second line in the second paragraph on the left side of page Ches, Yesh HaMalacha Atzma built in the first karoy. It's not done properly. V'hi shinui be'echos hanifal ke'inin hanizra be'otzitz she'enu noko. Sometimes the whole action was carried out in a way that is different. The action is different. The what you accomplished
the
is different.
The ichud.
So in other words, you a person plants in a flower pot. Shaloi nizra ki urche. It's not planted normally. But if you saw the guy took his spade or trowel, and he picked up the top layer of earth in the utzitz nakov, put a seed in there, covered it back up, the same as if it had been the ground.
Right.
The action was the same, just the location is not a normal planting location, so it comes that the result is not a normal result. V'yesh malacha kila'achar yad shu'ushinu be'echas ha'poyel. That the person and the way he's acting, not nifal what's being accomplished, but payal levad v'loy be'echas on nifal kigoyin hakoyse b'smayla. Someone writes with his left hand. Afsha nifal the hainu aksav nasa karoy. It could be possible that you write with your left hand, and it actually comes out normal. Yesterday I had a sign at a wedding hall, so I was using my phone, and it was the first time I ever did that. It was so high tech for me, so I had to like blow up the screen and gave the option, and I signed with my finger.
DocuSign.
So I signed with my finger. I didn't even know how I got there. I don't know how to do it. And then they claimed, oh, you didn't send it in. Maybe they still couldn't even read what I wrote. Right? But the point is, so that's a shinoi in the Eichas.
Maybe it's the wrong finger.
That's a shinoi. By the way, it's in Hakramim, down the block. So, you're all invited. That's a shem.
Mike's gonna start fasting.
My wife and I have a joke. It's from over here. It's right by like the big supermarket Yesh. So we always joke about like people with a strimal walking their child down the aisle in a shopping cart. You know? But okay, you'll see if I do that. Fine. So now. Let's say the person sits there and it takes him 4 days to write the get, every day a couple lines, and he makes sure that every letter is perfect, so he actually got the result to be the same. So still, he made sure he wrote everything straight, even though he was writing with his left hand.
So he doesn't become a lefty by
right.
by being
correct, because
his left hand to write like his
right
left hand.
Because when he means imen, he doesn't mean that you trained yourself and you're ambidextrous. What he means is that you sat there, you had the light boxes,
yeah.
So you see the light behind it, and he sat there very, very slowly,
he traced it perfectly.
So it came out perfect, you can't even tell. Fine. Another example. A person carries something in a weird way, after etzem ha-melacha, he ba'achef etzem mover l'shus acheret. Even the etzem melacha is really on the chefetz, that now it went from l'shus ha-yachet to l'shus ha-rabim, uva'achef etzem ain't shum shinoi. There's no difference.
Right.
It looks the same. It's in the same exact location. You picked it up from here and you put it down there and you carried it in a weird way. So, but the resulting location that it's now in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is identical to if you had to put it into your right hand and carried it out. There's no difference in the result. Just like when a guy wrote with his left hand, there's no difference in the result. But the way that the actor, the person carrying it out, so those are the fundamentals. It's very, very basic, but he fleshes it out nicely.
Rabbi, is this just for Chepza?
If you really, really want. If you really want.
It sounds like if the
person... I would say Maisa and Tetsa are better. The Maisa, is it normal or not? And the Tetsa, is it identical or not?
It sounds like if the person is ambidextrous,
there would be a difference. L'chari, if a person is shalat, so then he's chayav for both of them, for Shabbos, yeah. If it actually is done in an inferior or different way, that we've seen several places in Shas, when something is done in the result is just not the normal way, it's nothing. Even outside of Melech HaShabbos. A person ate the forbidden fat of an animal, which is an iser, right, of kares and malchus. So, irev by davar mar, you ate it when it's raw, or you put in a foul-tasting ingredient, so that it's not a pleasurable way to eat. So, harei yeshinu v'amachol. There's a shinu in the machol. V'chein ha-nichnas v'ayis ha-manuk. It's a little bit different here, because it's
hanah.
So, l'chare hanah clouds the water a little bit. It's not exactly the derech, it's more the result. But, okay, well, let's just assume that we'll take his
swallow it
at face value. Sure. Person walks backwards into that house. In other words, the Torah doesn't, it's not just like by a case of Tumas Meis, where we don't care if you ever came in. If a person was born in the house, and then someone died in that room. He's coming.
Right, just to make a difference how you got
my youngest son Menachem was born in Kafei Sivan several hours before Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, who was one of the Gdolei Yisrael, the Rosh Hashiva of Panevish, and he passed away several hours later, like two floors above him, in Shaarei Tzedek. So, like, my son didn't come in there, he was born there, right?
But he's not a Kohen. What?
No. Is he Tameh or not?
We're all Tameh.
Okay. If he was just born. Oh, saying, give him a chance.
Okay.
<He was born. laughs>
You mean the floors aren't considered a...
That's a separate shot. I'm just bringing something out. Right. You don't have to walk into the hospital to become Tameh. Even if you're in there and then the guy dies, you're also Tameh.
Doesn't care how you got there.
But if you're in the Bais HaManuga and you're standing there while the Kohen says, Tameh, you're Tahar.
Oh, you're Tahar.
Because you didn't walk in.
You didn't walk
in. So the Torah cares how you walked in. Okay? V'chein behikter, okay, let's leave it out.
So that's actually that the case of walking backwards into Beit HaMeruga is...
The walking in is part of what makes you connected to the Tumah. It's not just that you're there. You also have to be there for a certain amount of time.
You have to walk normally.
You have to have those boys that were born...
Yeah, what about that?
Drinking and...
Excellent. You ask a very, very good question. I love that question. Can you please remind me after the chair? I can't write it down now, but it's an excellent question, really. The Mishnah Parah with the Ketanim who lived in Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, it talks about excellence. A very good question.
What did it ask? I don't
know what it is. It's Biramiza. It's only for big Gaon who know the Mishnah.
No, but he's saying that's not a shinui in the Parah. That's a shinui in the Nifah.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, it's in the Nifal. It's in the Nifal. That's why he's. Why he's basically, he's going to say is that.
The Paul is walking backwards.
No, 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 but here, see, it's different. Because if the what would be needed to be tamei from the Bayis HaMenuga is to be in the house, and the walking in is a hechatimtza, it's just a way to get there. Right. So who cares how you go?
Who cares?
But since the Torah is makbid, that the only way is that you walked in forward and you stayed to the achilas pras underneath that same roof with the when the bias was menuga or the mitzayra was standing under the tree together with you. That has to be part of the picture. So if you walked in a mashuna dick away, so you didn't fulfill the Torah's Tanai in the normal way. Whereas in the case of Thomas Mace in a house, who cares that the person got in or when he got in?
So that's why he says in the parentheses that his nose is still out of the house.
No, because that... Hmm? Right, 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 exactly. Because once the chaytim comes...
It sounds like you're tummy by walking in the house.
Yeah, because once the chaytim comes in, so he's tummy anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if he goes in backwards.
Yes. So then he says... Look at the fourth line here on page 10. We planted in a flower pot. Shanifal ain't a kedarka. But that ain't chilek being Shabbos.
And nowadays, that is much more garbage to plant in flower pot.
Right.
But that ain't chilek being Shabbos. That's the Rav Chanan.
You live in
the
city.
Lav medium. It's never considered a normal plant when it's in a flower pot. Says that neither Avol beOifen Hasheni in the second Oifen that I'm telling you that sheein shum shinu beEichas Anifal rak beEichas Apoyel. If it's only that the way the person is doing it is different, but the result is the same, Roy Harlis Chaye. Person should be Chaye for doing that. Shari Kol Malkam Apuula Nigmura Karoy. Kol Malkam B'Shabbes Pater Ale Adim Alechas Machshavas Asur Taira. Avol Gabe Get. Comes back full circle. Ksav mikri shaksav yikaroi va'ayin arbi v'yureinu v'melechas ha'oifas if katan mem dalet. Stop. Okay, so now the Avnei Nezer has basically made a very elegant and far-reaching chiluk that when it comes, where does melechas machsheves pick up where the derech b'chol ha'tarek kula take off? From B'chanan's last week, the derech b'chol ha'tarek kula, where does that end? That ends when we need the action to take place in a certain way, but let me say that again. We need the action to be completed in a certain way, have a certain effect, and that effect was compromised by the fact that you did it differently. If the effect is compromised, says the Avnei Nezer, but if the action is in a weird way, but the effect is identical, so then you don't have a problem of Shalai Kedarka in the Bekal Torah. Where do you have it? By Shabbos, where Melechas Machshavas as a Torah, I want you to do it in a normal way. So that's where Shabbos is not only adding to the Melechas Machshavas layer, but it's also changing the Hagdara, changing the rules, that even when the result is exactly the same, so if a person would write with his left hand on Shabbos, exactly perfect Sav, he's still Pater. But the Get, that also needs to be written, is Chayav. And I think it's a big chiddush, because even though it says V'kos Havla, right? So the Torah is focusing on the Ksiva, but at the end of the day, the Adonizer says what we need here is that the action should be perfect. The Get is kosher when the action comes out all right, even though it was done in with a Shinai. Okay? So that is the Egli Tal's Yisoid, and it's going to come back. All these things are coming back to haunt us. Like Mishnah Parsha says, every time I punish Klal Yisrael for an Avera, the Cheder Eagle is always going to be in there. So these Klalim that we're learning now, they're going to come back to haunt us. All 39 Malachas, we're going to be using these Klalim. Okay. Fine. Now, job well done, unintentionally. Davar She'enoi Hiskavin. Okay. Okay, so let's move in. Says the Gemara, we all know that the Machlokes is actually not found so cohesively between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about Davar She'enoi Hiskavin and Shabbos. You do an action without intending to do a certain malacha, and it won't for sure bring that result about. What's the din? Rabbi Shimon says mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says aser. So let's see. Rav Amar Ein Alach B'Rabbi Shimon B'Greider, Shmuel Amar Alach B'Rabbi Shimon B'Greider, that when you schlep a bench or a table or something like that across your yard, and it creates these furrows in the ground. So now, is that choresh or boina, depending on the situation? So Amar Rabbi, Kol Mila Demar Over the Kerav, the Bar Mihanit Las, Davik Shmuel, Mandikim Nerav, etc. This is a sugya actually in Misach Shabbos, but in the Chanukah sugya. So it's like it's a double tangent that gets it back to Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Goyer Adam Mito Kisei V'Safsol. It's the last line here. Uvavash Leiskaven Lases Charetz. A person Melech Chachila drag across a dirt floor, a dirt surface. Either a bed or a chair or a bench, as long as his intention is not to create that furrow, he may do it, although he knows full well that it's entirely possible it will happen. He doesn't have to try to avoid doing it, as long as he's not, doesn't have in mind that it should dafka happen.
And sick ratio doesn't come into
play. 100%. So if he knows for sure that it will happen, then even if it's what...
After the first step, he'll know. It's really just the first step.
So Arya is saying something which is very disturbing. Arya is saying...
Arya, get out.
Get out. You're kicked out of class. Go.
No, because Arya is saying...
He's not familiar with that one. Yeah.
What is a Yid supposed to do there when he starts slipping it across? Does he, you know, when Lot's wife looked backwards, what happened?
Yeah,
she turned to salt. So when this guy, he looks backwards and he sees the two telltale lines going down the yard... So, didn't it just turn into a psikresha? So, the question is, and this is always a very fascinating question, we're going to talk about this. When you do a successive amount of actions, it's really out of our sugya. You do a repetitive action many, many times, and each individual action is not a psikresha, but it's statistically impossible that after doing it many times, it's not going to cause that malacha. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, then do we say, no? Like, you're allowed to run across the grass, even though you maybe are going to, in Shin Lamed Vav. That maybe you're going to rip them out with their feet. You run 4 miles, you're going to do it. Right? But not a single step can be anywhere near a good chance that it's going to happen. Right. So that's the question. So do we look at each action by itself and say, I don't care about the fact that the entire unit of this action is going to produce a malacha. So I say, what about in this yard? So then the question becomes, why do I want to action? Who says that just because there are two lines over here means that the next step is also going to be? But you're bringing something up. We're going to have to get back to this. It's a very, very good shayla. Yeah. So now we have... Well, get out. What do you think?
I like the line. Get out.
Okay, so now we have to write this down. So, one second. I have to write down these two things because otherwise we're not going to think about them. What does Rabbi Eli said about what?
Para, Mishnah.
The Mishnah in Para about... It's Shalai Kedarach, the kids on the thing. Shalai, I'm sorry. Everyone, I beg your indulgence.
It's okay.
Shalai Kedarach. Yeah.
It was... I was asking about the kid in Paro talks about how they raise kids special their entire life, tahar. They carry them on doors, they raise them on stones, nothing below.
But the main thing is that the drawing of the water is not done in a normal way.
That's
the one. But it could be that the actual way they draw the water is all right. There's another Mishnah in Paro which talks about a crazy way that some say it's only when Ezra came back from Babel and there were no tahar people. And some say it would always happen like that. There's a Tesefta there also. It says that they would put some ash of the parah onto the horn of a goat, and he would make him sneeze, and it would make the water, the ash go into the water because they had no one tahar to put the ash in the water to make parah do. So that's not normal. That's even less than normal than the kids. Okay, so that's one. And then Arya's question about the telltale lines behind you. What does that make it into a psikresha? Okay. Good. So now we have further episodes that are already, meaningful Shabbos episodes. Okay?
Yeah.
So now, back to our sheets over here. So the Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to do it according to Rabbi Shimon. Sorry, the Gemara tells us that you're allowed to do it according to Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara Maseches Beitzah also discusses this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Savor la Kerab Shimon, the Amar Davar Shein Miskaven Mutter. Okay, and he talks about whether you scrape the skin of an animal on Yontif, and is it cause the bleed or not. It's Davar Shein Miskaven, you don't want it to bleed. Rava Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Va'amri lo Amar of Nachman Luchudei, Halacha Kerab Shimon, the Halacha Kerab Shimon, which is a Chiddush. The Klal is that when Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue with each other, we almost always pass them to Rabbi Yehuda. The three examples that we pass like Rav Shimon are all about Hilchos Shabbos. That another time. Shari Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Moideloi, he admits that Rav Shimon's right, so I pass like Rav Shimon also, says Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman Valeim Amar Alach Rav Yehuda Shere Chacham Maidin Loi Amalei No Anak Rav Shimon Svili V'Oi Shere Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria Maidin Loi I hold Rav Shimon is right, and also icing on the cake that Rav Elazar Ben Azaria agrees. Says the Shulchan Aruch Dov Shein Miskaven Mutter V'Hu Shalai Yehei Psik Reisha.
Oh, so that was
Hilkel Gur Adam Mita Pisei V'Shafsol Beng Dol Beng Tanim V'Vash Shalai Miskaven Lasses Charetz. Okay, wow. Now, what I want to talk about today. So, there is a Pnei Yeshua that says something, and I was reading in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer on Chumash, where he has a lot of, maybe this was the most famous set of Sfarim, he has Sfarim on Masechtos also, where he goes to town against the Maizeda, the Pnei Yeshua. I didn't realize I was doing this. I want to defend my grandfather, the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says something, and Rav Asher Weiss goes to town against him. I don't know where he got it from. And then he quotes a Ritva, maybe he's right. But it's a Tosfos. Rabbi Weiss knows every Tosfos in Shas. So I don't know. Let's see.
You can ask
him. Oh, maybe I will.
What?
I can ask Rabbi Weiss. Yeah.
You can ask Rabbi Weiss. You can have a
discussion. Okay, so let's see. Good. Says the Pnei Yeshua, he's talking about the famous sugya of, is a person gets married on Erev Shabbos, so is a person who's marrying a Basula gets married on Shabbos, are they allowed to have the first bia on Shabbos? Because part of the assumption is that it's going to be the blood of the Basulim is going to be present during the bia. And the Gemara questioned, how does that connect with Hilchos Shabbos? Is it maybe perhaps also to have that bia on Shabbos? And the Gemara brings in this machlokes. So this is on the Tehillim Beis Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And actually, in Vav Amud Aleph, the sugya continues. And one of the most famous Tosfos in the Bab Sikreish is over there. It's the Aruch, but as we're going to get to it. But now we're still back on the family base over there. And let's just read the Pnei Yeshua and then just look a little bit at some of the sources that he's quoting. So he's quoting the Tosfos. Dibra Maslan Timtzu Laimar. Ha'cha mutter lechalchila mishum di'ikatarti. There are two issues over here which permit this bia. First of all, Mekalka b'chavura. V'dover she'ini miskavin. That's the quote from Tosfos. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Nira Sha Tosfos Lishita Sai, Shakasu Yuma, the Tosfos write in Yuma, Uparakira, Uvakavan Duchtin, the Aflaman Dalmar, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar Shein Miskavein, Asur, Tosfos says the Yisoidistic thing that he says, Hainu, Midrabanan, the whole Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, I think we saw reference to this in our books, is only midrabanan, meaning that even Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Asur on Shabbos. He admits that he agrees to Rabbi Shimon that on a deraisa level you need to have kavana in order to be chayav from Malacha on Shabbos. But midrabanan, it is Asur. Okay? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that he agrees to Rabbi Shimon on the deraisa level that if it's Ein Miskaven, you really putter. And he's only arguing on the rabbanan level that with a certain amount of kavana, right? Because Mesasek everyone agrees. If it's not Mesasek, that means it's epis, there's some kind of kavana element. So then that's enough to make it usar, at least the rabbanan. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, even the rabbanan's not usar.
Rabbi Yehuda's saying that he's admitting that it's Melechas Machshevis is a deraisa dika. Yes, sir.
Oh, very good, very good, yeah. Very good. Okay. The afagav di b'chol ha'toyra usar midaraisa. Even though B'chol HaTorah, so Rabbi Yehuda would say that even the Davar Shein Miskaven is also the Raisa, Mikol Makom, B'Shabbos, Mutter, Min HaTorah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Meleches, Machsheves, V'inon. V'kivan, the Lay Mitzor, Ela Midrabonon, Shapir, Kosvukan, V'kivan, the Harinami, Mekalkel, that's one Drabonon level, V'katarti, Mal Yusa, it's also not Machsheves, It's not miskaven. Kuli ha'ilay achmiru rabbanon. Ain't in the Pirush Rashi that in this famous machlekes that Rashi holds biyuma the man the usher that Rabbi Yehuda asks davar she'ainu miskaven. Hainu mida araisa. The Torah does not require kavana, and a person can get skila. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's say someone warns him, you're dragging this bench. You know what might cause this to happen. Yeah, I very well know. Of course, I don't care if it happens. I don't not want it to happen, but I'm perfectly happy if it happens also. And then it happens. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Fishi this Rashi, you could kill the guy. Because he intentionally did an act which could produce a malacha, and it went right ahead and produced that malacha.
Mm-hmm.
I say, again, according to Tosfos, there's no way to be chayav for that because you need more kavana in that term, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Now, you don't even see Rabbi Yehuda. So I just put the Gemara Numa over here. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Davashayn Miskavan, Usr, Hani Mil Vikala Terakula, Aval Hacha, Siruf, Dirabonani. But what does that mean? So we're talking about the following case. Let's maybe go back to the beginning. Sorry. We're talking about on Yom Kippur, we all know, famous issue, that Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol can't sit in the Bezdin to be Ma'avar the Shana. Does anyone know why?
He's biased.
Why is he biased, the Kohen Gadol? Who knows? Because Yom Kippur is going to come.
Cold floors.
And it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. And he has to do Chamesh Tefilas. And he has to walk on the floor. It's going to be really cold in Yom Kippur.
So he wants it not to be
Ma'arav L'Shana, so it'll still be summery during Yom Kippur. So that the guy comes after him, he's going to have to suffer the next year. Right? But he doesn't want to be cold.
Why?
In the Bayis Sheni, that's what happened. That the
they didn't last.
His last hurrah was Okay, so what would they do though? Tachlis in the Beis Hamikdash, they would throw. Look at this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ashashiyos." Note Rabbi Yehuda. Ashashiyos said, "Bazal hayu mechamin me'erad yom kippurim." They would heat up these iron
beams.
Yeah, like rods, very good. Rods.
Or bars.
And then they would throw them on Yom Kippur into the cold water. So we'll take the edge off the cold. Isn't that an iser of mitzaref? Because mitzaref is a type of finishing that when you work with metal, right, and it's red hot, and you finish it, you put it into the water, and it hardens the metal.
Okay.
And that's a type of makah b'patish. No, you're right, it could be. But the metal in question is not a usable kli. And it's only time you have the iser of makah b'patish in the form of tziruf that you're hardening it is if it's good to go. You just made a stiletto, so now you want to harden it. But if it's just a clump of metal, so it doesn't have any significance that you dunked them into the water and went. So therefore, it's not a problem. Even if you were talking about a well enough formed piece of iron, that it would be helped by the tziruf. The reason you're throwing it into the water is to heat it up for the kohen gadol. You don't care about being mitzaref this piece of iron. Hold this. But Tanya, the Braisa says, in other words, the Torah says a person has to be very careful not to speak lashon hara because he's going to get saras. Chazal darshan, that's not the only iser. There's an iser if a person gets negat saras. He has a great way. I'm scared the kohen is going to say tamei. No problem. Go to the plastic surgeon. Take it off. There's an iser daraisa of ksitas baheres. That's answered because of the lav of Hishamer b'nega hatzaras. You're not allowed to take care of nega hatzaras yourself. You've got to go to the kohen. So now what happens if a child is born and on the erla is a nega? So do you say, well, you can't give him bris milah? Or do you say, no, there's a din by yamashmini yamashmini so and he's allowed, you got to do it and it's daicha. So Abaye says, davar she'in miskavein, he just said now, is mutter. So the Gemara asks, could that be that Abaye holds that way? Don't we have a braisa that says, "Basara losa afil b'makom sheish sham baheres yikots"? Diri Rabbi Yeshua, and we ask the kasha, "Kralamali, what do we need a pasuk for of basara losa?" V'amar Abaye, Abaye says, "I'll tell you why you need a pasuk." The Rabbi Yehuda, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Davar Shein Miskaven Aser. So according to him, it would be Aser to cut off the baheres unless you have a pasuk that pushes you that you have to do the bismillah anyway. So, you see that Rabbi holds like who? Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So, how is he saying Dabashem Sam and Mutter? So, the Gemara says, Hani mili b'kala tarakula, aval hacha, siruf dirabbanon. Dirabbanon. Now, look at Rashi. Rashi had a different gear so that he takes away. Rashi learns, B'chol ha-Torah, it's the third to last line here. B'yisura de-raisa, can go in k'itas b'heres, d'chsiv, y'sham b'negat z'ras, l'amamah b'k'itas b'heres, d'akasa b'daber. That's where Abai says, Dabar She'im Eskavein is an issue, right? But here, in the case of Yom Kippur, where you're throwing the metal into the mikveh, yeah, the ain shavus b'miktash, like I've seen, and the Gemara is not saying that there's no derabbanans in the Beis Hamikdash. This is not the svara. The hatala tama be'ain miskavein, because the Gemara says
that's not the point of throwing it in. The point of throwing it in is the heat of the water, not the
exactly.
Heart,
not the exactly. Heart exactly. It's ain miskavein. Okay. Oh. So now.
That was a big thing.
Well, fine. So now, let's see how much of this we could bite off now. Mamish worked on his thesis so that we could learn through the whole thing. We've not done through the whole thesis.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So let's just look. I bold in a few places over here. Basically, the Tysus is dealing with the Kasha. What it says is bothered by that Rashi said, okay, Gargaras Rashi, the top of page 2. But like I see in the ancient Mikdash, when fire is keeping that filu, you have a miskavin, like a Yisur the Raisa, kill a miskavin, like a Zagor Abaran, a filu b'medina. Because of the read, them came, mashma, the tzir of the Abaran, like Asar Rabbi Yehuda. Uper Kiro, mashma, the Asar, the Kamar Abai, Gufay, Hasam, the Mecham, Shapinu, Menomayim, etc. We see that Rabbi Yehuda is Asarim, Dabashay Miskavin, one second. That even by an Issa Drabana. Says the Taisa Mu Loy Kasha. The Matsu the Shinuya, the Tsirif Ashashia is Dafka Drabanan, Shainam Kalim, Vain the last name Kalim, Vasaif, the Tsirif Tashta Lav Hainu Gumar Malachtai. In the case of the Ashashia, these rods of metal that you're heating up, the Tsirif is insignificant. Avo Mecham. But the case where we did say, just now that we quoted, that if you have an emptied samovar, you have an emptied like a pot that you heated up water in, and now it's whatever you put it in there, and now it's empty, but it's searing hot. You took it off the fire, and then you poured water into it. So now the water is being mitzarefit. That case, shehu kli, it is a kli, so it's valuable. But tzir shalei gemar malach, havi deraisa, then it could be deraisa, and that would be usher deraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's only derabanan, usher derabanan, and therefore mutar according to Rabbi Yehuda. In a case where the thing is not really a kli. Let's just skip down and just look at a few key lines that Tosfos writes here. Void Rav Shimon Mechayev Mekalkel Behavora toward the bottom. Af al pidi b'shar malachas pater mishum malachas machshavas. Ki yisim said perakam lechagiga. Umis asik nami de pater b'shar malachas mishtam malachas machshavas. Okay, I bolden this because you see that Tosfos says several times that the Reb Shimon patters davar she'inu miskavein because of the fact that it's not meleches machsheves. Why do I want this? Because the Pnei Yeshua that we just read says very clearly that the fact that meleches machsheves, that davar she'inu miskavein is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because of the idea of meleches machsheves. This is the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush. But really, I wanted to point out that Tosfos says it several times. Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer comes and he says, look through the whole Shas, you never see once that the Gemara says that Davar She'inu Miskavein is because of Melechus Machshavas. And he says, where did the Pnei Yeshua get it from? And he goes to town. And then he begrudgingly says the Ritva, maybe he says it like that. And he ends up saying, Rav Asher Weiss, you know what I hold? Because the Torah always says that you need to have kavanah for things. That's what it's like. You always have to have kavanah, otherwise it doesn't count for anything. And I would add to Rav Asher Weiss, and even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you don't need kavanah, but he needs some amount of kavana. And Rav Shimon says you need even more kavana. So that's what Rav Shimon Weiss comes to say. Pnei Yeshua, the Zayd is not right. But we just saw in Tosfos three times that he says it's because of Malachas Machsheves. So he didn't make it up to Pnei Yeshua. He's really explaining Tosfos. Oh. Now, let's go a step further. There's another chiddush that Pnei Yeshua says that Rav Shimon Weiss also takes issue with. I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance to put these two in. I'm applying a mask here. The Pnei Yeshua later on in Dafim Aleph in Mesach Shabbos says a bomb of chiddush. Listen to this. He says, if a person does a melacha, and it's really a davar she'en miskaven, he knows it's a davar she'en miskaven, but someone looking at him without a pirush Rashi, there's no captions, watch the video, see what the guy is doing, it looks like he's doing a melacha. Okay? Pnei Yeshua claims that even though Klap Eshmaya, he knows he's not mechaven for the melacha, if the way that he's carrying out his activities is indistinguishable from someone who would be doing the melacha purposefully, it's not called Davar She'en Miskaven. Wow.
Can you say that one more time, please?
Pnei Yeshua says
that
Davar She'en Miskaven is not just that the person didn't have kavana. It also has to be that the perception of someone watching him
is reality.
Is
reality.
Also that he's not reality. Intentionally doing the malacha.
Is that a fine? And if the person,
so like in the case of Gur Adam Mita Kisivisaf, so classic case. So you see that he's slapping a chair. You see, the guy didn't tell, "Oh, Antonio, please plow the field." he's pulling a chair, right? So the Pnei Yeshua suggests. Okay, you have to think of a constellation. I feel a little bit bad because I wanted to think before I came in here, I wanted to think of a case that it would actually play out that the guy is doing it's a davar she'en miskaven, but to the eye of the beholder, it really looks like he has kavana. So maybe someone could come up with a case over here. Otherwise, I'll have to think a little bit more about it. But that's a chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, and Rav Asher Weiss is very, very anxious about this. Where did he get that from? It's all Talia and Kavana. So Kavana is Kavana is Kavana is Kavana. What do I care about? Let's go to the videotape. We don't need John Madden to sign off on him, right? All we need is that he didn't have Kavana.
That was a mashup. That was good. We like that.
Now, I want to bring to your attention one more halacha that's in your Mishnah Brura. Unbelievable, the Mishnah Brura quotes this. The Mogen Avraham has a fantastic chumrah. Fantastic chumrah. And the famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch we just read that says, Gur Adam Mita Kise Vesapsal. You're allowed to schlep it as long as it's not a psik ratio.
Right?
Says the Mogen Avraham, but if it's very, very heavy, you're not allowed to do it.
Well, that could be.
And even if it's on a floor that is tiled, you're not allowed. Bomb b'chiddush. Where did you get this from? It's not the Magen Avraham. It's not the Mishnah Berurah's fault. It's the Magen Avraham's fault. It's not the Magen Avraham's fault. It's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef got it from the Rekeach, and the Rekeach has this chumrah. Don't do an action which is going to cause a psik, which would be a psik ratio, even in a different venue.
Huh? That's a big call.
But it got filtered down. Rabbi Sroel Meir HaKohen King and brings it to Mishnah Berurah.
Really?
So ask your local Orthodox rabbi how much that applied, but it got down to the Mishnah Berurah.
No, but even the Chafetz Chaim says you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara about Goyim because you may end up speaking Lashon Hara about Jews.
So clearly this is the Harachaka, and we always wonder how we shouldn't come up with their own Harachakas. This is the Rekeach Harachaka. Find me a Gemara that says this. There is a Sugi Vashvuyah Gumas that we apply even inside, but when you have a tiled floor, right, we paskin that you're allowed to sweep. It really maybe goes along with this. If you look, the same thing as applies with a broom. And the Paiskim say the reason we can use a broom nowadays is because we use these very wimpy brooms. They're not going to do too much anyway. Mm-hmm. So it could be that the Rekeach is coming from that, and he's saying, do not slap an exceedingly heavy piece of furniture on the floor on Shabbos. Because you're doing something which is a classic psik ratio if there would be dirt there. So I was thinking, is this maybe an expression of the Pnei Yeshua that when something looks, wow, this is a beast of a malach here, it looks so terrible, that it's not called davar she'en miskaven? I thought that maybe this could help, that this would be a case like someone's looking at this and saying, wow, look what he's doing. He's going to make these 4 feet deep trenches in the ground. But anyone who sees the mice, I don't think that's really a way that to apply the Pnei Yeshua, because
you look at the mice, you see the floor.
The mitzvah is not.
As heavy as this is, it's not going to make a charitz in the floor.
Right.
So I'm just pointing out, though, that these two things, there's a little bit of a similarity. The chumrah of the Pnei Yeshua, that you have to be worried about how it looks, and the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, that you cannot drag a heavy, heavy bed along your tiled floor. So perhaps you could have said there's a relationship between the two, but I don't think so. Okay, I want to end up with a blitz over here. Hold on for your life. This is going to be Ba'agada. And this is a classic piece. I'm starting with a classic piece and ending with a lot of my own chedushim. But I think you're going to be happy that you heard this, because this is a very, very, very key idea that the Sfarim talk about when it comes to machleksim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, just to give you names. Rabbi Shimon in our Gemara is always Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yehuda is always Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi. Okay, those are the two. Okay, now let's look at this famous Gemara here, but with a new perspective. The three Tanoim were talking about the Roman Empire. This is Shabbos, Taf Lama Gimel Omer Beis. Lama Gimel is like Lagva Omer. Nene Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Roi Shami Davin B'chol Malkim. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he was always the first person to speak. And the Gemara wants to know why is it true he's always the first person to speak. And it tells a story that we all know. The Yassir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon. Three people were sitting. The Yosef Yehuda Megerim Gabayu, there's another man sitting there. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Ba'amar. How wonderful are the actions of these Romans. Teknu Shvakim, they built marketplaces. Teknu Gisharim, they built these huge bridges, aqueducts. Teknu Merchatzais, they made the famous Roman bathhouses. What? Very good, excellent. Base and base. Rabbi Yossi Shasak. Rabbi Yossi was quiet. He didn't say anything. Nene Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai va'amar. Kol ma she'tiknu lo tiknu ela l'tzarech atzman. They just did it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Very nice that Eretz Yisrael is now more of a cosmopolitan and an urban place. But they did it for themselves. Tiknu shvakim lo hayishu v'hem zoynus. Right? It's all about that. Merchatzos la'adim v'hem atzman. They just want to be able to pleasure themselves in the base of merchatz. Gisharim, they don't care about that Eretz Yisrael should now be more travelable. Rather, lita mehemas, that's a way of making money off us. And halach Yehuda Megerim, v'sipra devrayim, v'nishmeru l'malchus, amri Yehuda Shila, yes, it's Ali, Yehuda Megerim is going to become chashav, Yoishi Sheshosak, Yigal and Tzipari, Rav Yoishi, who was quiet and he didn't say anything else, so he's going to be sent to Galus. So Rav Yehuda was rewarded for his praise. Rav Yoishi was sent to Galus because he was quiet. Shimon, Shagina, and Reb Shimon, that was Megana, us, Yehareg, let him be killed. Okay? This is exactly parallel. I can't stop myself from saying this to the famous Chazal that Rashi brings, that Eoyev and Bilam and Yisra were all giving aid to the power. It's exactly parallel. Yeah. So that's not an accident that they're exactly parallel. Each one of them had the same result. Fine. And we all know what happens. He hid in the Beis Medrash. And then he hid in the cave, and the imam's got the big madrigas in the cave. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then what happened? We'll talk about that in a second. So I want to take a step back. So it's famous, I don't know who the first one to say it was, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and this Gemara are the Shitasa. That Rabbi Yehuda said, look at the actions of the Romans. Look at the words of he says. Kama no'im ma'aseyen shel umazu. How beautiful are the actions. They built up Eretz Yisrael like never before. Shvakim, Gesharim, Merchatzais. Rabbi Shimon said, do you think I care what they did? What did they have in mind? What was their kavanah? What was their kavanah? They weren't doing it for us. So Rabbi Shimon Upaskin, Zadavish Ein Miskavin, is Takamutter. It's because the Torah goes after kavanah. And Rabbi Yehuda Paskins, that Rabbi Shem Skavin is Asr, because you did a malacha. Yeah. So the same Rabbi Yehuda says, look at the great things that the Romans did. And Rabbi Shimon said, I don't care what they did. And that goes along with the Gemara that Eli quoted in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, where the same thing plays out. And the Romans are going to say, Hashem, we built the whole world up and give us fire. The only reason we did it was that the Jews should learn Torah. And Hashem says, Shoytim Sheba Olam, you think I don't know that you did it for yourselves? So Fret, the Brisker Rav, and Fret Abshlomo Kluger before him, my great uncle, Abshlomo Kluger. So he said, one second, why is he calling them Shoytim Sheba Olam? Why is he calling them fools? Call them liars. They did it for their own selves. So they both say the same teretz. Not true. Because in the final scheme of things, the Romans are going to look back and say, by hook or by crook, the reason that Eretz Yisrael was more settled was because of what we did. And now we see in the final analysis, we realize that it was the Klal Yisrael shall learn Torah. So give us a star. So Hashem says, Shoytim Shabar, them fools. Very nice that I planned out. You were my puppets. So you built Eretz Yisrael up for me. But that's not what you had in mind. I'm going to give you exactly the star that you had in mind for. That's what you're going to get. So we see we passing like a Shimon, right? So that's the famous Tliya of all these three Gemaras that they go together, Rav Shimon Lishitasa. So now, let's just see how it played out. So we all know they were in the cave, and they were totally devoted to Torah. And then look at the fifth to last line. Nafku, Eliyahu Navi came and said, guys, you can leave. You see the middle of the fifth to last line? Chazu Inchi, the Kairvi Vizari, they saw people that they were plowing and planting. Amar. So they said, "Menichin chaya olam va'oskin b'chaya shah." They're putting away chaya olam not as a chayin of Torah, and they're just doing regular menial physical tasks. Kol makom shenoysin neinim. Wherever they looked, Reb Shimon and Reb Lazar, his son Yad Nisraf, was burnt by the power of the kedusha. They're kapeda. How could you be mivatal Torah? Yot sabas kol v'amr lahem la'achiv lavi yotzas itzasem. You leave this cave in order to destroy my world. Go back to your cave. Okay? And that's Taka where they sat for 12 months, like a Mershaim and Gehenim. We're now the second to last line. Nafku, and they went out of the cave. Mochi Rabbi Lezer was still not ripe yet. He was still burning everything. Have a Masi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, you know, Rabbi Lezer was Superman with the X-ray vision. The laser vision. And then Rav Shimon was just like fixing it up, you know, photoshopping everything back to what it was before. Okay? Amar loy b'ni, dai la'olam, ani va'ata. It's enough people in the world that are learning Torah, like me and you, everyone else could be on their madrego. So what happened? Beautiful Gemara. Badipanya demali shabata. On the evening of Erev Shabbos, chazo ahu saba, they were watched a person, an old man running, to have a nukat tray midani asa, he was holding two stalks of hadasim, v'rohit bein hashmashes. He's running mamish by the beginning of Shabbos, he's running with two hadasim. Amrulei, hani lamalach, why do you have these in your hand? Amrulehu, l'chvei Shabbos. So they asked him back, v'tiski lach b'chad. It's enough to have one, why do you need two? Fascinating question. Chad Kenegat Zachar, he answered them back, and Chad Kenegat Shamar. Amar Lei Lebrei, so Reb Shimon said to his son, Chazi, look, Kama Chaviv and Mitzvah Zal Yisrael. Yosef Zatayu, the Taka calmed down, and even Reb Lazar wasn't burning everything up. What does Reb Shimon Bayechai represent? Reb Shimon Bayechai represents the inner core. I go after the Kavan, I don't care about the Maisa. And we know that Reb Shimon Bayechai says that a person's job in life is to live a spiritually exalted existence, like the Leviim. The Leviim didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They were busy the whole time learning and serving in the Beit HaMikdash. And what does it say? Hashem hu nachalasam. Hashem hu nachalasam. And says the Rambam, the famous end of Shemitah v'Yovel, the Rambam says, anyone who really gets it and is inspired could be like Shevet Levi, that he spends his whole time learning, and Hashem is going to make sure that he gets his Parnasa, whatever he needs, just like Shevet Levi got Hashem u Nachalasam, and I'll give them whatever they need. And Hashem will be his Nachala, Olam u'Olam u'Olam, a beautiful Ram in the end of Shemitah v'Yovel. And the Gemara famously says that many people did like Rav Shimon Bayechai, and it didn't work. That's the Gemara we're about to see. And like Rabbi Yishmael that says, yeah, do your normal thing, plow the field, plant the field, and make sure that the main thing is Torah. So that's the masses are supposed to do, and individuals can do like Rav Shimon Bayechai. So Rav Shimon Bayechai is reach for the stars, and you don't really need a physical explanation for how you're surviving. This is a key point I want to bring out. Rav Shimon Bayechai goes to the depths and he says, just like the Levim, they carried the Aron, right? Uh-huh. But what really happened? Aron, Noisos, Noisos. So really, they were doing something, but it's just a charade. Really what's going on in the deepest places that Hashem's carrying them. So if a person is in that madriga, says Rav Shimon, he should connect to that and not worry about the physical world around him. So Rav Shimon always connects to the essence of truth, even though in the physical world it doesn't look like that. The physical world looks like the people are giving the Levi mice, so that's how he has food. The reality is, the schus of the Levi is that it sucks that the people have their tvu in the first place, and they're really just giving back to the person in whose schus they have the tvu in the first place. But and bashetach, how does it look? That you're giving your mice to the Levi and your truma to the Kohen, but really the reason you have it is because of him. Famous words of Reb Chaim ben Doisa, right? The whole world is nizan because of his schus, and he has a kav shel charubim from one Shabbos to the next. Nothing. So he has nothing, but really everyone who has the prosperity is because of him. Says the Gemara over here in Brachas. You should never stop learning. Right? So what's going to happen? Other people are going to take care of your work for you. Right? Let's go to the bottom over there. This is very key. You see the third to last line in this Gemara? What does he say in the name of Rabbi Eloi? The main thing was Torah, and the Malacha was to the side. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi holds like who? Like Rabbi Yishmael. Supposed to do the work, but that's such a big focus on it. Zubizun Niskayim Abiyadam. Right? So both of them were Niskayim. Both the Torah and what? The Malacha. The main time is the thing is the work. But the Rasan Rai and the Torah is temporary, is not so focused on Zubazula and Iskam of Yadon. Who says like that? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. He holds like Rabbi Yishmael, make Torah the main thing and the work the secondary. Rabbi Shimon says, just focus on Torah and everything else will work itself out. Okay? So now let's come back. Rabbi Shimon Baruch says, I don't care the way it looks or it sounds. The main thing is what Hashem says, what Hashem wants. It doesn't have to be a physical explanation. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda goes after the Maisa. There has to be a physical explanation. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care about the physical explanation. The kavanah of the world is to learn Torah, right? Bereishis b'shvil haTorah shenikras Bereishis. I don't care how you think your pronunciation is going to come. Hashem will take care of it. When Hashem said, Zachar Asim HaShav Zakacha, but it says in Parshas Vaschana, what? Shem Asim HaShav Zakacha. So what does the Chazal say about that? Says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Kav Zayin. Let's look at the next source. Zachar v'shamer b'dibur echad namru. Masha'ein ha'peh yachol l'chol l'daber v'ein ha'ozin l'chol l'shma. It's physically impossible to say two things at the same time and for an ear to hear two things at the same time coming from the same mouth. It can't happen. But Hashem said Zachar v'shamer at once. So what's the real essence? What did Hashem really say? Both b'dibur echad. Yeah. But look at the Torah. What does the Torah do? Zachar. In Parshas Yisra it says Zachar. In Parshas Vaschanan. So isn't it interesting? Even Reb Shimon himself, who says it all tell you on the essence, something's going on here. Shabbos is the most holy day, but nevertheless the Torah spreads out and splits it into something that your ear could hear, and that your mouth could say. Even the Torah itself sort of recognizes that the real truth is that Hashem said it b'dibur echad, but the Torah splits it as if it was two different diburim, because a person can't do it. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Lazar saw the person running with two adasim, and he said, why do you have two adasim? They said, because of Chavat Shabbos. They said, but one is good enough, because Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad namu. So he said, no. Echad k'neged Zachor, v'echad k'neged Shavur. We're on the physical world, Rabbi. We can't have one hadas that's really two. There's no way. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar, when they saw that, they realized that even though they're right, that really the deepest truth is Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad namru. But when it comes to the hadasim, you need what? Two hadasim. And that's why this figure is big in the Gemara, because the same Reb Shimon that holds go up to the core, the kavana, that all really goes back to what Hashem said, and it's only one dibur, the dibur echad. Nevertheless, even though it was only one dibur, this aser sadibris is only one of them, but the two parts in the Torah that split them, so I have two different hadasim. And that is when he turned to his son and said, look how they're mechabev mitzvahs. The mitzvahs filter down and they're in the Olam HaMasa, they're in the Sheish Tzemi HaMasa. So even though he's running to Shabbos, but he has to bring the duality of Sheish Tzemi HaMasa into Shabbos. He can't have it only as one. And remember we saw the Rashi at the beginning when we said the Hakdamah to Hilcha Shabbos, we saw the Rashi says that Hashem wanted to create certain things on Shabbos, but he was resting. So he brought them back to Erev Shabbos, and what did he do? He doubled them. Adam and Chava and Man, all the things that are the most exalted, they're in essence really one. But then they get split up when they come back into Olam HaMasa and they're two. And that's the same thing with Zachar and Shamar. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar were saying to the man, we're holding in Shabbos. We're holding there's no malacha on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't plow your field because the whole world is like Shabbos. So how do you have two? You should have one. But he said the Torah recognizes that there are two. So why have two Adasim? Now let's, Rabbi said, go full circle. This is amazing. Let's look at Gemara and Ksubis. It's a song that I was just listening to. You know what I'm talking about. Fine. The Gemara says in Zion of Aleph. Amar Olav Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Shaya Noitel Bachel Hadas Umirakid of Neakala. He would take what? A Hadas. And he would dance in front of the Kala of Omer Kalanova Chasuda. And the Gemara talks about how Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, when he died, so there was this pillar of fire that came in front of him. And the Gemara has three versions. Ahanile shutise l'shava, amile shtuse l'shava, amile shitase l'shava. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda was what helped him to get to this madriga. What just happened? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, that he's the one who says, go after what he looks like. So punch, he's the one that danced with how many hadasim? One. Just like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon is suggested to this man. What's going on? It's backwards. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds to this. The answer is, what happens at a chasana? You have two people. But where do they come from? From one neshama. And they're finally getting back together. Look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Brachis, with the double yud, it's the other Mishnah Yudin. Inami kid Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Lazar, Ben Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, do part two from Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Adam Rishon. Hashem really created Adam Rishon as one creature with two faces. Shenever Achad V'Chet Dem Tzatani. Then Hashem split them, and we only like Rashi said, it was supposed to be created on Shabbos. It was just one, and the neshamas are two fragments that are one. They're joining together. So Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Lai, who is the one Shedogel, he's the one who says the Adam Ma'aseh shows you two. But when it comes to soon as someone's getting back together, then the reality is that they're one, and he's dancing with only one hadas. I think this is an emes of pshat in these two shitas coming full circle. And when you see a beautiful thing that I just noticed now, I did a search on my Bar Ilan, this popped up, I was so excited. What does it say in Shmais Rabba? Look at this medrash, and this will end. Amar Rab Ruvain. There are two things that Hashem said to orchestrate Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'shah Hashem Amar Le'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe V'midyon. Leik Shuv Mitzrayim. Nechlak Hadibur L'Shnei Karlos. The Dibur split into two, just like by Har Sinai. V'nase du partzufin. And it was made into a double person, just like it said in the Gemara in Brachas about Adam and Chava. V'ya Moshe Shamea b'midian, Moshe here in midian, leich shuv Mitzrayim. V'aron, who's in Mitzrayim, Shamea, leich likras Moshe ha-midbara.
Same time.
Hevei yareim keil b'koiloi niflois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thunders with his voice. Amazing things. And that's where you see also that it's B'dibur Echad Nemar, and it's split to two different people. And it calls it Daipar Tzufin exactly like Adam and Chava. So, B'kitzer, this is just a little bit of the deeper aspect of the Machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with Rabbi Shimon, he agrees that Rabbi Shimon is correct. The question is it applicable in this world? But even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's applicable in this world to have things doubled and have things fleshed out, but by a chasana, where it's all about two people becoming one, he has the one hadas. And even Reb Shimon and Reb Lazar, who spend their whole time being Davik and Hashem, Zachar Hashem and Dibur Echad Nemru, they concede that since it was said as two different words in two different parashas, you have to have two hadas. And Bez Hashem Moshe Zayta, to take this inspiration of the depth of the Shmira Shabbos, that's really all Echad, Rosh Shabbos to Echad, and to keep it better, and this chus, to bring everyone back from where they are and the duplicitous places throughout Eretz Yisrael back to the one Eretz Yisrael and into Mishivya LeGeula.
Amen.
Shalom Aleichem.